Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. This weekend sees the release of Ocean's 8, the fifth movie, technically, in the series. It's an all-female cast, and at first, I'll be honest, I was a little apprehensive about it because I loved the remake, the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. But, you know, the more and more I think about it, the more I am kind of excited about the movie. So, all week, we're going to just kind of look at female thieves. Lady Thieves, there's more out there than you would think, which I think is interesting and, you know, just makes it all that more pertinent that we're having an Ocean's 8 movie come out. So, today we're going to look at the top 5 female thieves in video games. Now, some of these I may have to defend, but I got my ammo ready. So if you don't agree with them, by all means, please let us know in the comments below or email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. So here we go. Number 5 is going to be Kasumi Goto from the Mass Effect series. She's Mass Effect Foundation, Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3, you know, in all different mediums you see her pop up. The reason she's a little bit lower on this list is because the only way you can play as her and get her is as DLC. So, curse you, Mass Effect, for putting one of your cooler characters as a DLC only. But if you played Mass Effect, you know that DLC is the name of the game there. She's supposedly the best thief in the business. She always shows up, you know, at random times. Sometimes for comic relief, sometimes to advance the story. She does a lot of cool little moments, and she usually has, you know, her pistols or the machine guns, and there's funny parts, like I said, like when they're doing the workout scene and she just appears because she's able to turn invisible and things, which as a thief is a pretty handy skill to have, I would think. I would think that'd make your job a lot easier. So she just kind of appears, like, on someone's back as they're doing push-ups, and as other people are rifling through drawers and things, she just shows up when it suits her, and the story, of course. But, yeah, she does. She's a lot of fun. Number 4 is going to be Yuffie from, mostly from Final Fantasy. First showed up in Final Fantasy VII, but would later go on and show up in the Kingdom Hearts series as well. And then some of the Final Fantasy spin-offs like Advent Children and the Cerebus thing. She's not immediately available. You don't have to DLC her, but you do have to complete some side missions. And she's a secret character that you can unlock. She is a thief and claims to be an awesome ninja as well. So there's not, you know, much more you can get from that. That's pretty awesome. But I think she's a princess too, so she kind of has all of her bases covered, and her character design is really neat. She always had those giant shurikens, throwing stars, that she, I mean, they were like the size of her torso. She could throw when they come back, and it's, she was a really neat character in the Final Fantasy series. You know, she would come up and help, but, you know, she may steal your stuff depending on what's going on. And as the game goes on, you know, she does kind of become more and more heroic, and you see her not just be a thief. I mean, at the end of the day, she is, I feel like she's a very kind of Catwoman-ish character, who that's somebody, of course, we'll get into later on in the week. But she, she's really interesting. And then when she pops up in the Kingdom Hearts series, she's, you know, again, helping you, you know, aiding Leon and stuff and what's going on. And just all around, you know, her arc is one that's impressive and not something that you get for such a minor, I hate to say minor character, but really she's a minor character in the grand scheme of Final Fantasy VII. But she has a really big following and people really like her. She got the 42nd best PlayStation character back in 2007. So if you think of all the PlayStation characters, that's pretty high. And everybody just loved when she popped back up in Kingdom Hearts. You know, they just genuinely love this character, and rightfully so. She's a really awesome character. Number three is going to be Rouge the Bat. Maybe partly because we talked Sega and Sonic last week, but Rouge the Bat is made a big splash in a short amount of time. She first popped up in Sonic Adventure 2 back in 2001, and she's been in almost every Sonic game since. She's claims to be a professional treasure hunter, mostly going after jewels and things, but depending who those jewels belong to, you know, she may just steal them anyway, and that's why she's a great thief. She, but again, has that sweet side. In Sonic Forces, she was a double agent and ended up helping your team while pretending to help Eggman, Robotnik, Shadow, or not Shadow, well, Shadow ended up jumping to your side too. But she is incredibly deceptive. She definitely plays up the spy angle. I think she's more akin to like James Bond or somebody than, you know, most of the characters you see in the Sonic universe. Though she, like I said, she is a thief, but claims to be the world's greatest treasure hunter. We have a lot of people claiming to be the world's greatest, which I think plays on the ego and things of a thief. But I don't know. She's really neat. I really like what they've done with her in some of the more recent games, and it's just a lot of fun to see. Number two is going to be Lara Croft. Now, this is the one I'm ready to have arguments with, because I'm sure some people are like, well, but Lara Croft is a hero, and that may be true, but this list is about thieves, and she is the Tomb Raider. And if you look up what the word raid means, it means to steal, loot, things like that. So that makes you a thief. Now, Lara Croft may not necessarily be stealing from any one person, but she is in these tombs stealing things, and sometimes for good, sometimes for her own. It's, really interesting. But she's a really cool character, especially in this reboot series with the Rise of the Tomb Raider and, there's Tomb Raider, then Rise of the Tomb Raider, and then Shadow of the Tomb Raider comes out this year, I believe. And I really love to see how she's gone from just being an archaeologist and kind of approaching these things and seeing what's going on to going all out and becoming a full-fledged Tomb Raider and not caring, you know. I mean, she does care about her own safety, but only to a certain extent. And it's really great. I mean, she is one of the most iconic characters in gaming. People who don't play video games know who Lara Croft is, and yeah, she's obviously good at what she does because she's had dozens of games, so she knows what's going on. But she didn't quite make our number one spot, because our number one spot, I would argue, is probably the best thief in games, like gender neutral, whatever, you know, guy, girl, doesn't matter. Definitely has the catchiest theme song, and that's going to be Carmen Sandiego. Carmen Sandiego has been around on computer games and everything since way back when, first starting in 85 and most recently up until like 2015. And she's had video games, PC games, TV series, both like game show style and animated. She's gone through time, she's gone through math. She's done everything. She's such an iconic character that you, I mean, you instantly, you see that red hat, boom, that's Carmen Sandiego. And, you know, not to go completely the song, but, you know, she stole the soul from South Korea. What else is she, you know, I'm trying not to get the song stuck in my head, so if I start singing it, then you'll all start singing it. But anyway, yeah, she's number one. She's the greatest, most recognizable. She's stole the beans from Lima. She's done so much. And it's all part of, you know, there's a big nostalgia factor there too, because I grew up watching the Carmen Sandiego TV series and loved it and always wanted to go on it. And to this day, I love Rockapella. I love their music and what they do. And Carmen Sandiego is just wonderful. Matter of fact, two Halloweens ago, not this last Halloween, but Halloween before, two of my best friends, they dress up as Waldo and Carmen Sandiego. They're like the hardest people to find. And Carmen Sandiego's cultural impact just keeps going on and on and on. And it's, you know, hard to deny. I wish they would do more. Like, I think that's a character that you can, whether you go the educational route or the fun route, you know, there's always things that can be going on with her. And so hopefully we'll see more. But let us know. That's it for our favorite female thieves in video games. Who stole your heart along with your loot? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. We're out there. Just look for the Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you not only get this show 5 times a week, but you also get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics Blah Blah Curse Words. Lots of great, great things going on all of those. Drop me an email at the first, but in case you weren't paying attention, which you're listening, so you should, but nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from everybody. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Me.